And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 8th of November, 2017. It's the birthday of the novelist Kazuo Ishiguro, born in Japan, 1954, moved to England at the age of 5, best known for his novel Remains of the Day, who was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature this year. It's the birthday of the novelist Margaret Mitchell, Atlanta, 1900, author of Gone with the Wind. She was a reporter for the Atlanta Journal for 6 years, then spent 10 years researching and writing her great novel about the Civil War and Reconstruction from a Southern point of view. The book came out in 1936 and sold a record 1.5 million copies in its first year. The movie came out in 1939 and went on to make more money than any other movie for more than 20 years. Margaret Mitchell, who died at 48, hit by a taxi while she was crossing a street in Atlanta. It was on this date in 1837, Mount Holyoke Female Seminary was founded in South Hadley, Massachusetts, later changed its name to Mount Holyoke College. Founded by a woman named Mary Lyon, first of the seven sisters, the seven women's liberal arts colleges up in northeastern United States. Mary Lyon, who rode around in a stagecoach with a green velvet bag collecting donations to start her women's college, opened its doors to the first class, 80 young women on this day, 1837. The next year she had to turn away some 400 applicants because there simply was not room for them. Students at Mount Holyoke were expected to walk a mile after breakfast, take calisthenics classes, take at least 7 classes in science and mathematics, and they also pitched in to help cook and clean. Emily Dickinson went to school there, and her job was to clean the knives in the kitchen. And it's the birthday of the Catholic radical and activist Dorothy Day, born in Brooklyn, 1897, who founded the Catholic Worker newspaper, and who also founded Houses of Hospitality that took in the homeless, especially women. Dorothy Day, who said, "What we would like to do is change the world. Make it a little simpler for people to feed, clothe, and shelter themselves." Dorothy Day said, "My strength returns to me with my cup of coffee and the reading of the Psalms." Here's a poem for today by Maggie Smith. "You could never take a car to Greenland," my daughter says, "unless the car could float. Unless by car you mean boat, unless the ocean turned to ice and promised not to crack, unless Greenland floated over here, having lifted its anchor, unless we could row our country there, our whole continent would have to come along, wouldn't it? Unless we cut ourselves free, what kind of saw could we use for that? What kind of oars could deliver one country to another?" she asks. "Why is Greenland called Greenland if it's not green? Why is Iceland called Iceland if it's greener than Greenland? Unless it's a trick, a lie. The name Greenland is an ad for Greenland. Who would go promised nothing but ice? Who would cut her home to pieces and row away for that?" A poem by Maggie Smith, "You Could Never Take a Car to Greenland," from her collection Good Bones, published by Tupelo Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Condor Airlines, offering year-round flights from Seattle and Las Vegas to Frankfurt, in addition to 9 seasonal U.S. gateways to Germany and beyond. Schedules, reservations on Condor.com. Condor, born to fly. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well. Do good work and keep in touch.